Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Welcome to a Memorial Day weekend. It's here.
Yeah.
So is the extreme heat that comes right along with it. Austin, that is going to be his task today to keep us informed and up to date on the extended, we're going to say like 3 to 5 day forecast coming up out of here.
Yeah.
He'll have all that information for us in just a few minutes. What a busy day today. We're going to get you updated. A lady was stabbed earlier today over at the Pensacola Village Apartments, if you know where that's at, on East Fairfield Drive. And we've been speaking with PPD spokesman Mike Wood throughout the afternoon. No new information to pass along, but we will give you that story. That will be coming up. And also, we're going to talk about the three top trending stories you actually need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Let's start off at number one. The district, let's see here, the Escambia Children's Trust is hoping to reach a solution with Escambia County Commissioners on a back tax issue. The ECT still owes about $1.185 million in tax payments to the county. The ECT's executive board is going to vote on an interlocal agreement recommendation. This should happen at the June 10th board meeting. BOCC Chair Mike Kohler says he doesn't want any interlocal agreement from the trust. He just says, show me the money the organization owes the county.
And Escambia County plans to dissolve the Human Relations Commission after Clerk of Court Pam Childers uncovered several areas of concern. Childers is now recommending the county eliminate the unnecessary and frivolous spending involved in the program. Escambia's Board of County Commissioners scheduled to vote on repealing the ordinance that establishes the HRC at its next meeting on June 5th.
Okay, here's the third one. The Pensacola and Perdido Bay Estuary Programs launching an investigation to determine where in the heck is all that sediment coming from. Grant funds from NOAA will be used to locate the sources of sediment flowing into Pensacola Bay. For years, the deposit has leached into local water bodies and hampered efforts to reestablish those oyster beds.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right. Well, starting tomorrow, ECAT Seasonal Beach Jumper is back in service. It'll also run on Friday afternoons starting next week. The route runs from NAS Pensacola through downtown and to Pensacola Beach. It's a free service to get sailors to the beach on the weekends. In addition to the Beach Jumper, they offer free daily service to the beach from the Rosa L. Parks bus station on Fairfield Drive with their Route 51. Once you get to the beach, free trolleys are now running to get you around the island.
Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. It's been a pretty interesting week as Governor DeSantis and Representative Alex Andrade share their views into the Hope Florida Foundation controversy, which has sparked heated debate between the two for the past couple of days. Earlier today, Alex Andrade on Pensacola Morning News.
I just turned over information of a crime to law enforcement and said, do with it what you will. My comments this week when news broke about a law enforcement investigation were literally, I'm not in a place to comment on law enforcement activity. I think a crime happened, but that's up to law enforcement. That's the correct position someone without a political agenda should have.
Well, at the center of the controversy is a $10 million diversion from a Medicaid settlement by DeSantis, then chief of staff to the Hope Florida Foundation. And meanwhile, we're not through yet. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer, appearing in Pensacola this morning, commented on that investigation into Hope Florida and the settlement that some believe was funneled possibly illegally into anti-marijuana initiatives last fall.
It is completely proper, and the courts have said that public officials certainly have a right, maybe even a duty, to take action in those fights to protect our state, to protect our laws from harmful amendments like that. I think we've built something very special in the state of Florida over the last 6 years. That fight was important to me, important to the state. I think if that amendment had passed, we would have gone the direction of Colorado and California and other states, many jurisdictions where you see two or threefold the number of ER visits for young kids.
Okay, Uthmeyer was speaking about anti-vaping initiatives, a partnership with the State Department of Education, and prosecute violators of the parental rights in education law. 415, Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, it's a pretty mild day compared to yesterday. Thank goodness for that. Do have some mild backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, but that's to be expected. Same can be said for Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 86 degrees. It's going to be a low of 73 tonight. And over the course of the weekend, we are going to see highs in the high 80s. Should be sunny, mostly clear on Monday, and especially in the latter half of your Monday bleeding into Tuesday, we are going to have chances of rainfall.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, a Florida woman is charged after police say she attacked a 72-year-old man wearing a MAGA hat. Gary Baumgarten has more on this story.
Cops say it all started with a conversation when Laura Garrett walked up to the man and asked him why he supported President Trump. But it quickly devolved when the 33-year-old poured the contents of a can over his head and then slammed the can into his head and shoulder, something she denies. Largo, Florida police say she also fought with the arresting officer, adding to her list of charges. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And since we're on the topic of Largo, a Largo man facing federal charges after a bomb hoax shut down the FBI's Tampa field office for hours on Tuesday morning. Authorities say Nick Wayne Goodman left a suspicious backpack and threatening signs outside the building. No explosives were found, but the incident triggered a bomb squad response and forced the FBI building to close for about 5 hours. Goodman is charged with conveying false info and could face up to 5 years in prison if he's convicted.
417 News Radio 92.3 Tampa on the minds of a few folks here today. Yes, yeah, City of Tampa preparing itself ahead of hurricane season. Ariel Pacienta of Fox's Tampa Bay TV affiliate WTVT with us this afternoon.
Tampa Stormwater Department gave an update on hurricane preparedness in front of City Council Thursday. Mobility Director Vic Bide went over a list of equipment the city has at its disposal. He said they've already tested backup generators at the pump stations, and a consultant hired by the city went over the study they're conducting of Tampa's drainage basins to help identify flooding problems. But residents also voiced their concerns. During public comment, they showed City Council members pictures of neighborhood ditches and ponds that they argued have not been addressed. They said they want more transparency, and with hurricane season right around the corner, they're worried.
Now, the Stormwater Department did acknowledge they need more updated equipment as well as personnel, and so they're in the process of working on a business plan to identify additional needs. In Tampa, Ariel Placencia, Fox News.
And a young child in Broward County recovering from measles. The child, who's between the ages of 0 and 4, was diagnosed last month. They contracted the virus from outside of the U.S. Cases of the highly contagious respiratory disease have been on the rise nationwide. And remember, symptoms include fever, rash, and breathing issues.
Okay, as he said he would, Governor DeSantis signed a measure to protect Florida's 175 state parks from development, such as golf courses, luxury lodges, pickleball, tennis courts. House Bill 209 mandates the protection of Florida's natural and historic resources. There was no public bill signing event and no immediate comment from the governor's office.
And two Florida parents are being jailed for not ensuring their children were attending school. According to a release, a truancy court judge sentenced one parent to 6 months behind bars while another received 90 days for failing to guarantee their children were showing up to class regularly and in a timely manner. Marion County Public Schools said it looks to the truancy court as a last-ditch effort to hold parents accountable for their children's school participation or lack thereof. During the school year, 7 MCPS parents have been jailed for disobeying court orders, and 26 truancy cases have been dismissed for improved attendance.
Well, this morning, Florida's Attorney General James Uthmeyer was in town, had many things to say. He during the week here, he announced the winners of the state's first ever Law Enforcement Team of the Year Award. He did this one on Thursday before arriving in Pensacola this morning. Kevin Urinsky has more in Securing America.
The award recognized sheriff's deputies and dispatchers from Palm Beach and Martin counties who worked together to capture suspect Ryan Ruth after his failed assassination attempt of President Trump last September.
Started with an off-duty Palm Beach sheriff's officer getting a tip about what was going on, immediately reacting, notifying other officers in the area.
Uthmeyer saying of the effort and ensuing chase, which led to Ruth's capture,
it could have been a much worse day.
And not allowing the recipients of the award to dismiss their accomplishments.
They were not going to let you get away with that. We're going to give you an award. You deserve it.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the biggest headlines happening across your country today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Celebrating 15 years of excellence, Nancy's Catering and Events has been feeding Pensacola's most unforgettable occasions since 2010. Led by award-winning executive chef Gus Silivos, Nancy's team brings top culinary creations and guest experiences to the Gulf Coast area. From lavish weddings and galas to seaside crab boils and garden parties, Nancy's has you covered. For more information and to see the array of menus and services, visit nancyscateringandevents.com. Nancy's Catering and Events, where your perfect event begins.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The
only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leaven Rinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
You may think that when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do what they're supposed to do and pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology, 888-774-7557 or Claimology.com. Claimology, now. The art and science of application of fair insurance claim settlements.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 423 News Radio 92.3. Austin, what is that temperature popping up there in the middle 80s still this afternoon?
Yes, I believe so. Our exact temperature is... drum roll, please. 86.
Oh, there you go. See, it's warm afternoon there. I just wanted to drop this in. The National Hurricane Center is reporting this afternoon no tropical cyclone activity is expected over the next 7 days as we approach the official start of the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season. Of course, that does get underway on June 1st. Bitcoin prices hitting a record high this week. There's growing confidence that legislation will be passed regarding both stable coins, which are cryptocurrencies backed by assets like the dollar, and market structure by the end of the summer. Do you take all that in?
Sure.
Absolutely. That was pretty laid out there for people, you know. Okay, here's Lauren Simonetti with more.
We caught up with Senator Bill Hagerty, who co-sponsored the stablecoin legislation in the Senate.
You've introduced the Genius Act in the Senate. It's looking good. When do you expect legislation on the president's desk?
I think in about 10 days we'll have it completed and through the Senate.
And Congressman French Hill, who did so in the House.
We're looking forward to the Senate passing the Genius Act, seeing what it contains, how it's structured, and how we can work together to get to the president's desk a dollar-backed stable payment stablecoin before the August recess.
Standard Chartered analysts think the buzz will help Bitcoin prices reach $120,000 next month. In New York, Lauren Simonetti, Fox Business.
424 News Radio 92.3. Yeah, we're watching that money today. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks finishing lower for the day and week as global trade tensions have reignited. President Trump said on his Truth Social platform that trade discussions with the European Union aren't going well and that he recommends a 50% tariff on imports. In a separate post, the president said that any iPhone sold in the U.S. must be made in our country and that Apple would have to pay a tariff of at least 25% if that does not happen. The president says he would not just target Apple. Samsung and other phone makers would face similar tariffs by the end of June. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Chevron, and Procter & Gamble. The Dow decliners, Apple, Salesforce, and Visa. The Dow falling 256 points. The Nasdaq lower by 189. S&P 500 down 39. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425 Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart. Let's see. Do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Middleton. And also have a little bit on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, there's not much standing out. As for the weather on a local scale, 86 degrees, as we said just a couple moments ago. The low is going to be 73 tonight. And over the course of the weekend, should be pretty sunny, pretty warm. But as we get into your Memorial Day, we may see some chances of showers.
Well, speaking of Memorial Day, they're thinking about busting open the milk up in Indy. Fans are gearing up, of course, for the Indianapolis 500 on Sunday. They hope Mother Nature will be cooperating for race day.
Sure.
Kaylee Schuller has more from Indianapolis.
It's really warmed up over the course of the day. This morning, I'm not going to lie, I was shivering out here. It was a little bit chilly, but I'm in the shade. Out in the sun, it feels great. People have walked up to me and said they feel like frolicking around. That's how great it feels. So the vibes are good here. People are everywhere, and race cars actually just got off the track because it is carb day here at IMS. And a lot of fans are excited. Some people have been camping out since yesterday morning, but people are hoping that throughout the weekend that the weather stays like this.
And we got a bit more of a perspective on one of these stories we heard yesterday. President Trump says Harvard has to change its ways if it wants to enroll foreign students again. Yesterday, of course, we covered Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem saying that Harvard has not complied with student reporting requirements to DHS and informed the school it can no longer accept foreign students. Today at the White House, though, Trump said, "We don't want troublemakers here." A federal judge has since stepped in and temporarily halted the order after Harvard filed a lawsuit.
Yeah, you just got to maybe take a deep breath after these things come through, you know, and just let it settle for
Roll your eyes, perhaps.
Pretty good idea. Pretty good recommendation. AAA saying 45 million Americans getting away this Memorial Day weekend, with about 3.5 million expected to fly to their destinations. But recent travel headaches have some flyers really on edge, especially if you have to go through Newark, New Jersey. Here's Lydia Hu.
I've been here talking to some of the travelers that are passing through Newark today. When they hear about the air traffic control issues and they hear about the FAA issues, they're nervous. But there's also some optimism among them because they know that the FAA and airlines are working to address the underlying issues. So they're hoping that their travel will go just as planned. We've seen some terrible delays in recent weeks, some as long as hours. And a lot of that is caused by multiple reasons. We've got outdated FAA equipment that the transportation Secretary showed all of us during a recent press conference. We also have a shortage of air traffic controllers across the country, and here at Newark specifically, ongoing construction on a runway.
And a bill banning Texas cities from using taxpayer money to fund out-of-state abortion travel is on its way to Governor Greg Abbott's desk. The Texas House approved the measure on Thursday by an 87-58 vote, with two Democrats joining Republicans in supporting the bill. The Senate passed the bill last month. Austin City Council allocated $400,000 to pay for lodging and travel expenses to Texas residents who get abortions in other states.
Somebody pass that man a pen. Something went terribly wrong in Southern California. Federal investigators are in the San Diego area to begin their look at what led to a private plane crash that resulted in multiple fatalities. Here's Grinnell Scott.
The crash took the lives of music agency founder Dave Shapiro and two other employees of his company, Sound Talent Group. For residents displaced, San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria said he'll ensure
those who are not able to access their homes are well supported until they're able to get back into their homes.
NTSB investigator Elliot Simpson said they will learn as much as they can.
Documenting the accident site and then plan on recovering the airplane to a secure location on Saturday.
A full NTSB report is more than a year away, but Simpson said preliminary findings will be released in a couple of weeks. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And the head of the FCC backing efforts to mandate that car makers keep AM radio as an option. FCC Chair Brendan Carr is dismissing claims that AM radio is messing with the sensors in electric cars. Carr says that AM remains a vital communications technology.
Okay, mortgage rates up today. That 30-year fixed mortgage, 7.07%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.37%. Coming up in less than 5 minutes. We're going to talk sports and a lot more. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on this afternoon.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump threatening new tariffs on Europe as well as smartphone makers. Fox's Jared Halpern.
The president says he's considering a 50% tariff on all imports from Europe starting next month. He's also warning Apple that iPhones not made in the U.S. will be charged at least 25%. Along with other smartphones.
We also Samsung and anybody that makes that product.
That tariff will kick in, he says, by the end of June.
Markets reacting. Wall Street finishing in the red. The Dow fell 256 points today. Millions of Americans hitting the road and taking to the skies this Memorial Day weekend. Fox's Lydia Hu.
We're expecting more people to fly this Memorial Day holiday weekend than we did last year. 3.6 million people will fly.
In all, AAA is expecting 45 million Americans to travel at least 50 miles. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You're invited to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's a brother and sister country music duo and Pensacola's very own Pearl and Rafe. Pearl brings the glitter, Rafe brings the grit, and together they bring the party wherever they go. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with Pearl and Rafe. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Pensacola celebrates its first National Maritime Day, and we had a speaker tell us about the state of our maritime production capability compared to how China's doing it. What exactly is Medicaid expansion, and why didn't Florida do it? We talked with Alex Andrade about that. Had a very interesting conversation with a prominent liberal Democrat in the legislature, Anna Eskamani. And why did the Transgressors Memorial Service celebrate the preservation of the NFL's tush push? Find out on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it will grow stronger every day.
Pensacola right now.
Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the Escambia Children's Trust hoping to reach a solution with Escambia County Commissioners on the back taxes issue. The ECT still owes a total of $1.185 million in tax payments to the county. The ECT's executive board will vote on an amended interlocal agreement recommendation as its June 10th board meeting. Board of County Commissioners Chair Mike Kohler says that he does not want any interlocal agreement with the Children's Trust. He says, show me the money the organization owes the county.
Okay, number two, Escambia County plans to dissolve the Human Relations Commission. This is after Clerk of Court Pam Childers uncovered several areas of concern recently. Childers now recommending the county eliminate the unnecessary and frivolous spending involved in that program. Escambia's Board of County Commissioners scheduled to vote on repealing the ordinance that establishes the HRC. That will happen at their next meeting on June 5th.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, the Pensacola and Perdido Bay's estuary program is launching an investigation to determine where all of the sediment is coming from. Grant funds from NOAA will be used to locate the sources of sediment flowing into Pensacola Bay. For years, the deposit has leached into local water bodies and hampered efforts to reestablish oyster beds.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Gilgeous Alexander sneaks inside and flips it up and in. He's got 23. Lou Dort on the drive finds Holmgren. Holmgren off the glass. Jalen Williams puts up a three. Bang! Jalen Williams with a big three-pointer. Wallace launches a three. It's good! A thunder explosion once again here in the third quarter. It's a 24-point lead.
On ESPN, the Oklahoma City Thunder went up 2-0 on the Minnesota Timberwolves in the NBA's Western Conference Finals. Oklahoma City beat Minnesota 118-103. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander received his first MVP award before the game, then went out and scored 38 points to lead the Thunder. Jalen Williams added 26. Chet Holmgren had 22. OKC up 2-0 on Minnesota, which got 32 points from Anthony Edwards. The series shifts to Minneapolis for Games 3 and 4. Game 3 tomorrow. At Madison Square Garden tonight, the Knicks will try to hit a hard reset to erase their memory of a demoralizing loss in Game 1, when New York blew a 17-point lead with under 6.5 minutes to go and lost in overtime to the Pacers. Game 2 tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. Another hot ticket in New York City, the cheapest way in at secondary ticket reseller SeatGeek through standing room only, starting at close to $600.
Verhaeghe shooting. That doesn't get through. He's got it again. Another shot, scores! Carter Verhaeghe with a power play goal. And it's 3-0 Florida.
On Sportsnet, the reigning Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers shut out the Carolina Hurricanes in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Final in Raleigh, 5-0. One game after Florida won the opener, 5-2. Sam Bennett scored twice for the Panthers. Sergei Bobrovsky only had to make 17 saves. Florida hosts Game 3 tomorrow, two wins from returning to the Cup Final. In Dallas tonight, Game 2 of the Western Final, the Stars won the opener against the Oilers. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And I heard a lot about NBA. I heard a lot about postseason. So let's kind of segue here to our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. This evening, their coverage at 6:30 begins regarding the ECF Game 2 between the Pacers and Knicks. You can find ESPN Pensacola on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or you can get the ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Okay, 437, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having a good Friday. We do appreciate you having us on. Baseball, not very, very good to the Wahoos this week. Birmingham doing a number on them again. Brought out the bats Thursday night as the Barons down Pensacola 4-2. That was game 3 of their 6-game series. Pensacola now 23-19 in the season. First pitch going out at 6:05 tonight. Speaking of teams having problems in getting into the winning column, Colorado Rockies are breaking records, though not an ideal one. Here's Joe Morgan.
The Colorado Rockies are off to a brutal start. The Phillies defeated the Rockies 2-0 on Thursday to sweep the 4-game series, dropping Colorado to 8-42. It's the worst 50-game start in Major League Baseball's modern era, and the Rockies are on pace to lose 136 games this season. That would pass the 1899 Cleveland Spiders for the most losses by an MLB team, just 1 year after the White Sox set the modern era record, losing 121 times. Colorado has now been shut out 8 times this season, and they have committed 45 errors through 50 games, the most by a team since the 2019 Seattle Mariners. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And Tom Brady reportedly thinking of coming out of retirement to play Olympic flag football. There are several reports indicating Brady may try to suit up for Team USA when flag football debuts at the 2028 Summer Olympics in L.A. Brady would be 50 years old when the games begin. NFL owners unanimously approved the participation of current and former players earlier this week.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The New York Knicks found out the hard way in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals that no lead is safe up against the Indiana Pacers. Tonight we'll see if the Knicks can get off the mat after a humiliating Game 1 loss. The Knicks haven't lost back-to-back games this postseason, and I think New York gets the job done tonight, as I have the Knicks winning by 5 points and evening up this series at 1 game apiece, which will lead to a big Game 3 showdown on Sunday night. I'm Zach Gelb.
Do you have an
invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor.
And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, before we jump into that, sunny, warm this afternoon, yellow flags flying on the island. So if you're heading out there, just swim in protected areas this afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on. Weight loss drugs may help cut some cancer risk. Ooh, this is pretty interesting. Here's Jill Nato with more.
Researchers from New York University have been looking at records for 170,000 patients, and they say it looks like there's a slightly lower risk of obesity-related cancers in American adults with diabetes when they took drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Zepbound. They say after 4 years, those who took the GLP-1 drugs had a 7% lower risk of developing an obesity-related cancer than those who took other drugs. However, the GLP-1 drugs had more of an impact on cutting the risk of cancer for women than in men. More than a dozen cancers are associated with obesity. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And California's state budget plan suggests that Medicaid may soon require prior approvals for hospice care, potentially saving $25 million over 2 years and over $50 million long-term. If enacted, it would be the first such rule in the U.S., according to the California Hospice and Palliative Care Association. However, some experts warn this could delay patient care, increase healthcare costs, and stress providers and insurers.
Afternoon, everybody. 442 News Radio 92.3. Republicans are seeking to drag former President Joe Biden's doctor and other Biden administration staffers before Congress to see just what they knew about the former president's health. Peter Ducey's at the White House with us this afternoon.
And the small group of staffers that formed a tight circle around Joe Biden for his one and only term all just got letters from the House Oversight Committee to come in and explain what they did or did not do to conceal his decline from the American public. So the following Biden folks, go check your mail. His former physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, the former director of the Domestic Policy Council, Neera Tanden, the former assistant to the president and chief of staff to the first lady, Anthony Bernal, the former assistant to the president and deputy chief of staff, Annie Tomasini, and the former deputy assistant to the president and director of strategic outreach, Ashley Williams.
And Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr. changing his timeline to find the cause of autism spectrum disorder. Kennedy previously pledged a commitment to find a cause by September, even announcing HHS would launch a massive testing and research effort. However, he now says a new deadline will be around March of next year at the earliest. Despite the new timeline, Kennedy still says the department will have a lot of information by September.
Yeah, maybe reality is starting to set in a little bit on those timelines, you know, and getting these things accomplished.
It is a pretty tall order.
Okay, this weekend not only kicks off the unofficial start of summer, but perhaps the barbecue season. Here's some tips to keep you safe this summer.
Barbecuing this Memorial Day weekend? The National Fire Protection Association wants you to be safe, saying to do your due diligence. Keep children and pets away from grills, whether they're propane or charcoal. That grills should only be used outdoors and well away from a home, deck railings, and out from under the eaves and overhanging branches. Avoid fires by keeping your grill clean, remove grease and fat buildup, and don't start a propane grill with a lid closed. For charcoal grills, let the coals completely cool before disposing in a metal container. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
445 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together, as I promised just a few minutes ago.
Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. The only major spot that's not to be expected with your typical afternoon traffic is Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. We do have an accident reported in that area that is causing some pretty heavy congestion at this time. As for the weather on a local scale, 86 degrees, low of 73. Going to be a sunny, warm weekend, but on Memorial Day, expect some slight chances of pop-up showers.
Okay, you know, the holidays, you have family, friends coming into town, especially if they don't live in Florida, and it gives them a great reason. Family came in for me from Ohio, southern Ohio, and they left out of the Pittsburgh airport this morning. They were saying it was like 42 degrees at the Pittsburgh airport.
Good Lord.
And they got in here and they... They got in here and thought they went to heaven.
It's literally over twice as hot
in the
afternoon.
I mean to tell you. So they're enjoying this. So what I'm getting at, nice snapshot of the local pictures for our weather. Cool temps continue to dominate the Northeast, and stormy weather comes to the Mississippi Valley. Janice Dean has more with Fox Weather.
A powerful coastal storm is continuing to bring wet weather, blustery conditions, and colder than average temperatures for the Northeast. Better weather for the region this weekend, but unfortunately, parts of the plains of the Mississippi Valley are in for a stormy weekend with the risk for stronger storms and heavy rainfall that could lead to flash flooding. Warm temperatures and dry conditions have prompted fire alerts for the Southwest. Please stay tuned to Fox Weather for all of your latest forecast details this long holiday weekend. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Trump signing a series of executive orders today to overhaul the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, speeding up the deployment of new nuclear power reactors in the U.S. Trump's orders call for a total and complete reform of the 50-year-old agency. Under the new rules, the commission will be forced to decide on nuclear reactor licenses within 18 months. Chicago Federal Reserve President Austin Goolsbee says the latest tariff threats from the president have complicated policy and likely put off changes to interest rates this year. He revealed the Fed will likely hold steady as it evaluates the fluctuating trade policy and how it impacts inflation and employment. Stocks were lower today on Wall Street to end a volatile week of trading, with the Dow losing more than 250 points, the S&P off by 0.6%, and the NASDAQ losing nearly 200. Crude oil futures under $62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
All right, interesting thing here. Check your computer. Go ahead, get up, go and look at it. It might be compromised. Well, if it has Windows on it, that's what I guess I need to kind of set that straight there. And, you know, not only could your computer be compromised, your Windows part of the computer, well, your password could be compromised. It's getting worse, isn't it, as I go along with this story? Getting much worse.
Yes.
Eben Brown gets even worse. More worse.
Microsoft is working with law enforcement to disrupt what they call the leading tool used by hackers to steal personal information from Windows users. It's a piece of malware known as Luma Stealer. It's developed by a suspected Russian cyber terrorist, and cyber criminals have been using it to steal passwords, but also things like credit card information, bank account logins, and even crypto wallets. The malware spreads by impersonating trusted brands, including Microsoft itself. The investigators at Microsoft's own Digital Crimes Unit claim to have identified nearly 400,000 PCs running Windows that have been infected with Luma. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And McDonald's is announcing most of its U.S. restaurants will have extended hours of operation soon. A spokesperson told The Independent that a vast majority of its restaurants will stay open until or after midnight starting this summer. The extended hours will feature most of the signature menu items. However, the spokesperson said individual franchisees would ultimately make those decisions. Restaurants in non-traditional locations, such as airport or mall food courts, will be exceptions to the rule, but will be back open during normal breakfast hours.
449 News Radio 92.3 U.S. still going to be an American company. This is where we should have had Grand Funky, an American band song coming at this point here. You know, but anyway, they're going to stay American. President Trump says, we worked on it. We got the deal done. Jared Halpern has the story.
U.S. Steel and Japan's Nippon Steel will enter a planned partnership, President Trump says, keeping the company's headquarters in Pittsburgh. The president says the partnership will include a $14 billion investment and create 70,000 jobs. He also announced a rally at U.S. Steel next week. Nippon's bid to purchase U.S. Steel was blocked by former President Biden in January. President Trump also opposed that deal. In response, Nippon offered a partnership which required a federal oversight board's review. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And the Justice Department says it has reached a deal with Boeing to avoid prosecution over two crashes involving its 737 MAX. The two crashes resulted in the deaths of 346 people. The non-prosecution agreement would stop the plane maker from facing trial as scheduled next month and avoid being labeled a felon. Families of the crash victims have criticized previous agreements as sweetheart deals for Boeing.
All right, thinking about maybe purchasing an Apple product? Might want to start moving on that. Apple is facing the possibility of a new tax. Jenny Casola has the story.
President Trump says on Truth Social that Apple should face a tariff of 25% for iPhones not made in the United States. China expert Gordon Chang says it is a victory for the U.S. that Apple plans to produce most of its phones in India and not China.
Ultimately, yes, we'd like iPhones and iPads and all the rest of it to be made in the U.S., but this is a win to have it made in India.
Also, Chang says Apple can't quickly switch production to the U.S.
Apple has the most difficult to move supply chain of any company. So they're not going to be able to automatically start making them in this country tomorrow. I think that Trump should give them a little bit of time.
A 25% tariff would significantly increase the price of iPhones. Jenny Cosolda, Fox News.
He's Radio 92.3. The U.S. Treasury is going to stop making new pennies starting next year. Fox Business's Kelly Sabrini has more.
Last year, $85 million were lost creating pennies. It cost the mint 3.7 cents to produce each penny. Nickels also cost more to produce, but that's not the case for dimes and quarters. Now we know that cashless transactions have changed our penny use already. The mint produced over 4 billion fewer pennies than it did in 2020 last year. Four bills were previously introduced to remove the penny since 1989. This has been a bipartisan issue. Why hasn't it happened yet? Well, I spoke to Mark Weller, who has been defending the penny for decades, and he says that if we get rid of it, what's going to come next? The nickel.
All righty, just about 4:52. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hey America, we need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we've got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Chris and Austin.
Kind of like deja vu this afternoon with the Grand Funk Railroad.
Yeah, you mentioned it. I'm like, you know what? Why not?
Yeah, why not? Good choice. 4:55. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price. Looking at the weather, local traffic. Together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather together brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Main spot we're dealing with issues on is Highway 90, traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard. And we actually have some of this congestion bleeding onto Avalon itself. This is from an accident that was reported in the area earlier this hour. So keep an eye out for that. Also, got some backups on I-10 traveling eastbound now. This is going to be if you are passing Pine Forest Road heading in the direction of I-110. Do have some heavy congestion because of an accident report that has since been brought to our attention there. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 86 degrees. It's going to be a low of 73 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 88, low of 75.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, a cult classic getting ready to do part two here. And you and Austin and I were talking off mic about Meryl Streep starring in The Devil Wears Prada. Well, yes. They're going to do it again. Here's Michelle Pollino.
The Devil Wears Prada's sequel is officially set to hit theaters May 1st, 2026, and that's sooner than fans expected for a film that has yet to confirm its cast. The original 2006 hit, based on Lorem Weisberger's novel, starred Meryl Streep as the formidable editor Miranda Priestly, Anne Hathaway as the fresh-faced assistant Andy Sachs, Emily Blunt as no-nonsense Emily, and Stanley Tucci as the sharp-tongued Nigel.
You work a year for her, and you can get a job at any magazine you want.
Last year, Puck News reported that a sequel was officially in the works with rumored plot details, suggesting that Streep and Blunt could be back. According to Variety, the story would follow Priestley grappling with the decline of print media. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
If Meryl Streep is not there, Chris, this is one of the things
Something's wrong, right?
Yeah, why even bother? If one of the headliners from the original film is not in the second one, that's going to be tough to justify.
I don't think Anne Hathaway could pull it alone in terms of returning cast.
Right, right. If they don't have either of them.
No, she was great, too.
Yeah, at least one of them better be there.
Absolutely.
And eight people being convicted related to the 2016 hotel robbery of Kim Kardashian in Paris. Millions of dollars of jewels were stolen during the robbery. Two of the 10 defendants in the case acquitted on charges related to the incident during Paris Fashion Week nearly 10 years ago now.
Okay, let's kind of continue the conversation here about some films. Mission Impossible at the end. Paul Rudd behind the director's chair, and a Disney modern classic gets its shot at live action. Here's Michelle Pollino. She's back with details on these new releases. Here's Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
I'm Michelle Pollino in what could be the biggest movie of the summer, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, hits theaters.
Smart people on every side are close to panicking.
It's starring Tom Cruise in his final installment in the franchise as Ethan Hunt.
Hey, guys. This is my neighbor, Craig. He's the best.
In Friendship, when an errant delivery driver pulls suburban dad, Craig Waterman, into the orbit of his mysterious and charismatic new neighbor, Austin Carmichael, played by Paul Rudd, a sweet bromance blossoms, but what could have been the start of a beautiful friendship is waylaid as Craig's obsessive personality begins to alienate his new pal, inducing a spiral that threatens to upend his life. Lilo and Stitch is a live-action reimagining of Disney's 2002 animated classic. It's the wildly funny and touching story of a lonely Hawaiian girl and the fugitive alien who helps to mend her broken family. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
And the husband of a Today Show co-host is dead at age 45. Uche Oje, that's Chanel Jones' husband of 17 years, has died following a battle with brain cancer. The couple married in Philadelphia in 2007 and share five kids. Savannah Guthrie says Uche was an incredible person. We all loved him.
Okay, the Piano Man is calling it quits. Billy Joel canceling upcoming tour dates after announcing a medical diagnosis. And Michelle Pollino makes a return visit with us, has this story.
Billy Joel has canceled his entire upcoming tour, 17 stadium shows across North America and England, after being diagnosed with normal pressure hydrocephalus. According to a statement from his team, recent performances have aggravated the condition, causing issues with hearing, vision, and balance. Under doctor's orders, Joel will undergo physical therapy and avoid performing during his recovery. He added in a statement, "I'm sincerely sorry to disappoint our audience." MPH is a brain disorder caused by a buildup of cerebrospinal fluid, often mimicking dementia, but is potentially reversible. In March, Joel had already announced a four-month hiatus due to a medical condition requiring surgery. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Memorial Day weekend underway. AAA predicting 45.1 million people traveling at least 50 miles from home during the holiday period. Drive safe in 12 minutes. More on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.